got its determination and firm, and that is what is called a mu'min who is strong. And a mu'min whose willpower is strong, that mu'min does things. Otherwise, the small little, you start imagining all funny things, all these jinnat stories and jadu stories in your house, you see this is happening. Then he spoke, he says that your iman is not made until you don't realize that all these tall skyscrapers of yours, and all your bungalows, and all your cars, and all these things are toys, they are nothing. So he got a shock, because these things mean everything to a person in his life. Your house, your shore, your earth, they put them on the hills, and they kill them and capture them. So it is that hard. Bas itni bari jamaat, jamaat moesha ka ek billi ke samne hawas baghta aur hosh rafta ho jana us amar ki daleel hai ki billi ki jaan mein jamiyat hai aise qalbi ka fuqdan hi sabab hai ki chuhon ki tadad agar 1 lakh bhi ho tab bhi ek nahif wa nazar billi ko dekh kar sab mafroor ho jate hain. And it is this that we don't realize, what we don't know, that jamiyat-e qalbi, to be strong, to be the zikr, our islah, our ta'alluq with Allah, just to feel nice that I got Allah's muhabbat, that is not sufficient. We need that strong iman on Allah Ta'ala. And for that, great effort is required. Great effort. That a person, our zikr also, how many of us make our zikr? Those of us who make also, what concept?
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurukum. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye ab gil, dard dil ho, dard par meri nazar na rahe. Tu kar be khabar sari khabron se mujhko, ilahi raho بس خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ.
Sudah baris kita Muhammad Ali, insyaAllah the program will be after the Isha. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyina wa shafi'ana wa maulana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا
قيوم. He was allowed by government in one masjid, small little matta we can open. So he sent the SMS to the world that Alhamdulillah, first time in the history of Qatar, we managed to set the eat or coffee or pukhni rahe. Or unko chor nahi rahe. Phir ho Hajjaj ibn Yusuf ne apne bhatije Muhammad ibn Qasim ko rawana kiya fauj ke saath. اور فرمائے آپ ان کی مدد کرائیں اور اس کافر غازمران تھا وہ لڑکوں کو رکھتا تھا لڑکیوں کو رکھتا تھا اور ان کے ساتھ بچوے نہیں کرتا تھا جولیا کی بیٹی کو بھی رکھا بیٹی نے شکایت کی اپنے باپ سے تو مجھے رکھا خادم کے طور پر نوکر کے طور پر اور میرے ساتھ مسلمانوں نے حکومت کی کسی زمانے میں مسلمان ایسے تھے اب اگر ہماری اوپر کوئی مصیبت آ جائے اور ہم قانون کی خلاف ورزی کریں آپ بتائیے ہماری مدد کے لیے مسلمان ممالک کیسے کون آئے گا برما میں مسلمانوں پر کیا گزرا غیر رضی اللہ عنہ کے بعد یزید اس کے بعد معاویہ ابن یزید چند مہینے اس کے بعد مروان اس کے بعد عبد الملک ابن مروان اس کے بعد ولید ابن عبد الملک اس کے بعد سلیمان ابن عبد الملک اس کے بعد عمر ابن عبد الملک یہ سب بنی امیہ کے علماء
ہیں. حضرت has mentioned something in detail for us. ولید ابن عبد الملک کا ملک the Muslim women have been captured by Raja Dahir and he is not releasing them. He ordered Hajjaj ibn Yusuf to send an army to India. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf selected his own nephew, Muhammad bin Qasim al-Thaqafi, who was a nephew of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. He selected him, he said, he's a young boy. He selected him and made him the ruler of the young man was when Islam was in power. Imam Hasan Muqtasa gave an example. The other example is Spain. How Spain was conquered? We know Spain, Muslims ruled for 700-800 years. But what happened? Where he started? The starting point was one the Christian ruler, Julian. He was having problems with his king, the king of that.
عن عبيد الله بن عبد الله بن عتبة قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وعنهم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان لي مثل أحد ذهبا لسرني ألا يمر علي ثلاث ليال وعندي منه شيء إلا شيء أرسله بدينه.
یہ روایت بہت قریب ہے پہلی روایت سے اور وہ ہے.
This is what I wanted to highlight, the ulama of what we call ulama Dioban. These ulama, see, there are ulama in the whole world, whether it's Indonesia or Malaysia, whether it's India or Pakistan, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Egypt, there are great, great ulama everywhere. And every country, the Muslims, by nature, they respect and honor the ulama. And sometimes they keep some programs also to highlight the position of the ulama. Especially if an alim has passed away, then they keep programs to remind the people what great work this up. People write biographies of the ulama, that this alim did this work, he did this work, and that is throughout the world. Everywhere, throughout the world, this is carrying on. But it is hardly ever, very seldom, that the people of one nationality honor an alim which is not of their nationality. You understand my point? That it is very seldom that the people of one country, one nationality, one race, that they honor an alim or a group of ulama of another country, of another nationality, of another race. This we have found that, for example, this convention we had last year in January, Rabiul Awwal, yeah, that convention was not convened by the ulama of India, or by us here in Azadwell, or the South African ulama. That convention was convened by the ulama of Saudi Arabia, by Arab ulama. And who were they? Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah, was a great alim, acknowledged in Saudi Arabia. A very great Hanafi alim. His student, Sheikh Muhammad Awwama, Adamullah Fuyuzahum, who is still living. He's a great alim, he's an Arab alim. He's living in Medina Sharif. His son, Sheikh Muhyiddin, they are the people who convened this convention. And the reason why we accepted this at the beginning, we were hesitant to accept this to host the convention. But why did we accept it? He said, the world doesn't know who is Maulana Qasim Nanotwira and what he stood for, and for what great work of deen he has done. He said, it is our niyat that not only you Indian ulama, but the Arab ulama must know who Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmat. In other words, in short, they highlighted the position of Maulana Qasim Arabs. Not only, so for example, ulama of Indonesia did it, or ulama of Malaysia did it, or ulama of the Philippines did it. No, the ulama of Saudi Arabia of Medina Sharif. They showed the great honor of the ulama of Dioban. And this is not the only convention. Before this, they had one in Turkey. And both, all these conventions they are having is for the, to show the greatness of the Hazrat Maulana Shah Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali. So we can understand that in the whole world there are great ulama. And the ulama of every country honor their own ulama, respect their own ulama, follow their ulama. But here is a case where Arab ulama and ulama of Medina Sharif are honoring the ulama of Dioban, and they are teaching us that who your ulama are and how much you should respect and honor your ulama. That is one point, keep that in mind. Another point, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Subayyil, rahimahullah, who was the Imam of Haram of Makkah, the old Imam, and very, very greatly respected and very greatly honored also by ulama of Saudi Arabia. He was a Salafi, but a mild Salafi, not a Takfiri or not a Jihadi or the other type of Salafis. He was mild and he respected all other ulama also. So he himself the whole instance is a bit long, but he said in one gathering where there was an alim of Deoband who was visiting him, and he invited that alim to his house, and while they were having meals, two alims, Arab alims of Riyadh, who are very strong Salafis, they also came. And Allah Ta'ala also, another point, I'll just digress. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has spread it out in the whole ummah also. In fact, Maulana Qazi, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, explained this point very beautifully. That, for example, Shafis make amal on a certain practice, Hanafis on another, Malikis on, and all of them prove it from hadith, which is all the sunnah and the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala, that whole lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was so, all in a nutshell, it was there. It was difficult for one person to follow that whole lifestyle. So Allah made it that Allah spread it out in the ummah. Some of those practices He gave to the Hanafis, some to the Malikis, some to the Shafis. And in this way, all that lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah spread it out in the ummah. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave azan awwal waqt, sometimes in the last time, so in the other times. So today, till today, that sunnah is also alive in the ummah, this sunnah is also alive in the ummah. Every sunnah, Allah kept it alive. So amongst the Arabs, few things which I noticed was one, tahiyyatul masjid. Very, very regular with it, which we are negligent about. But if you stay, you go in Jamaat or you stay with them, you'll see how common they are of reading Tahiyyatul Masjid. Like that, many other things. Yeah, another thing which Allah has blessed the Arabs with is wherever they sit together, you're having meals, you're having a mashwara, a meeting, to make ta'aruf, to introduce everyone. This is also a sunnah, which we are also negligent about. But the Arabs, they still have this. So then these two Arab alims of Riyadh came here in that da'wat which Shaykh Abdullah ibn Subayyil had arranged. Then they started making ta'aruf of one another. So when they came to these Indian ulama who were present there, then those two alims took great objection and immediately say that these people are mushriks. These people are qabar pujaris, they worship the qabar. The wrong ideas they got, because in India there are those people who we call the Barelvis, Raza Khanis, that who worship the qabar and make uras and all that. So the Ahle Hadith, that is a group just like the Salafis, but they are in India, Pakistan, the Ahle Hadith. They poison the minds of the Arab ulama and tell them that all Indian people, they worship qabars, and they are qabar pujaris, they make tawaf, they make sajda at the qabar, they ask from the qabar, etc. So these people got a wrong impression. So he said that these all people are like that. So Abdullah ibn Subayyil, rahimahullah, said that did you ever go to India? They said no. He said I've gone, and I know these people first hand. I was their guest, I stayed by them, I know their practices from morning to night, I know them. And there is absolutely nothing of what you are saying. That, for example, all how many students from how many countries are here? But you know, here in the madrasa, there is no qabar pujari, there is nothing like this whatsoever. So he says, I know those people, there is nothing like that. You people got the complete wrong impression about them. Then what he told, and that is what I wanted to mention, he said that two-thirds of the deeni khidmat, to serve deen, the deeni khidmat of the ummah in the whole world is being done by ulama-i Deoband. So this is now not the words of an Indian alim, not the words of a conservative, backward-thinking alim, but the words of Abdullah ibn Subayyil. And he further said, two-thirds of the ummah are Hanafis. And he said that if you people, you Salafis, you want to prove that Hanafis are mushriks, and that they are not Muslims, they are mushriks, then there is no ummah left also. If you are taking out everyone, there will be no ummah left. These are the words of Abdullah ibn Subayyil. So I'll end there today, but inshallah we will carry on with a few more points. So understand why I'm saying this is to let you understand the value of Urdu language. You might be wondering, where is the connection? I'm talking all about Arab ulama. Where is that connection with Urdu language? Inshallah, as we will go forward, I will show you the connection. But from here, understand that Arab ulama, what great value they have got for the ulama of Dioban. And these are the ulama who are in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, but what great value they have got of the ulama of Dioban. We will carry on inshallah.